Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
39-year-old cafeteria manager Jason Smith of Grayson, Kentucky, had no formal culinary training, but he had a dream to be a star on the Food Network. Here's his audition video for that show, The Next Food Network Star.
Nobody brings to the table that down-home country feel that wraps you like a blanket and add that little bit of fancy twist. I really have what they've never seen. They need to smear me all over Food Network like peanut butter on a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Well, last year, Jason won the Food Network's Holiday Baking Championship, but that audition tape won him a coveted spot on The Next Food Network Star, a 10-week competition in which he'd cook live while answering questions coming in on Facebook and Twitter. He'd prepare dishes for themed events like a Beauty and the Beast party and shoot his own pilot under the watchful eye of Food Network celebrity guy Fietti. This month, it all paid off.
The winner of Food Network Star is
Jason!
Yay! And Jason Smith joins us from Lexington, Kentucky. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Honey, I'm just tickled to death to be on today.
Well, we're tickled to have you. Hey, what are they saying there where you're a cafeteria manager in Grayson, Kentucky?
You know, they are just so thankful. They are just happy to be on the Lord Honey bandwagon. It's just like a little bitty village, and they just love it.
Well, I hope so. Look, you learned how to cook, you understand, growing up on a farm. From who?
From my grandmother, my aunts, my mom. Even my grandfather done a lot of cooking.
Yeah. This did not make you, from what I gather from your audition tape, the most popular kid in town. The kids called you Twinkie. You were a little bit overweight.
Oh, yes. I was a lot overweight, honey. They wasn't a little bit. I was a lot. I was the biggest hog in the bunch, trust me. Well, but now I love to eat, so that was kind of my fault.
How'd you change that, by the way? You're not overweight now.
No, actually, I lost a whole person about 6 years ago. I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and I just went low carb for a while and lost the weight. I went like from 258 pounds to 139. I lost a whole person.
Yeah. Well, and you get to say now to those schoolyard bullies, oh, yeah, I'm the next Food Network star. But what do you do about, you know, that very important food issue at the center of all this? Because you say, you know, you can't cook without bourbon, bacon, or butter, the holy trinity of Kentucky.
You can still have the good things that you want to eat. You learn to eat a little bit less, but you still can eat all the good stuff.
You describe your point of view as country bling. Mm-hmm. People pay a lot of attention to your wardrobe, those, you know, watermelon shirts, the bedazzled jacket in the finale. One of your fellow contestants referred to you as Liberace. How much of this is about, as you once said, you're really a very old Southern woman trapped in a body dying to get out. This is about the food, but what else is it about?
You know, it's about a way of life. It's about standing out from my outfits to my cooking. I mean, I've always dressed this way. This has just been a part of me ever since I can remember. And I've always liked to wear bright, colorful clothing, different patterns, you know, and it just makes you stand out in the world. It makes you not blend into everybody else. I want everybody to be their own personality. Don't stand in the corner and just blend in with the crowd. Honey, come out of the corner and become your own personality, you know. Mm-hmm. Believe in yourself. And I do that with my clothing and my food. I take what my style is and the way that my Jasonisms, as most people say them, come out and everything, and I put that in my food. We go around this sun only one time, and we might as well have fun while we're doing it, and that's what I do every day.
Yeah. Jasonisms, give us a couple.
Finer than frog hair, split four ways.
I've never seen that.
Oh, you've never seen it? I'm telling you, it's so fine, honey, you can't see it. That's the whole thing.
Give me another one.
I'm happier than a possum eating a sweet tater pie, because they ain't nothing better than sweet tater pie, and possums are happy creatures because they'll eat anything.
Look, one of our producers, Karen Miller-Metzen, has been following you on Twitter since you won the Holiday Baking Challenge. She says you're really responsive to answering baking questions. She's quite the baker. You're really good on social media, and you really want to talk to people. Do you think that's a part of why you won?
I do have a feeling that that's a little bit a part of why I won, because I pay attention to my fans, my friends, my family. It doesn't matter who sends me a question. I'm going to answer it. I may not answer it right away, but I'm eventually going to get to it. And I feel like that that's just part of me giving back to everybody, that I've got to take them on such a great journey. The least I can do is to help them out in the kitchen on social media. If they have a question, I've had people to say stuff to me that's not about cooking or about food. It's like, I'm going to this event. Should I wear a red jacket or should I wear a black shirt? And I'm like, well, I need to see what you're trying to put together. And they'll send me pictures. And I'm like, no, girl, this ain't going to work. We got to do something different. So, you know, I just like connecting and staying connected with everybody. And I feel that everybody is family to me, whether it's a fan in Australia or whether it's a fan in my next door town. You know, I just feel like that we're all family, and I just love taking everybody along and helping people.
Jason Smith, best of luck to you.
Thank you, thank you.
Jason Smith, winner of the Next Food Network Star, and we are so happy. By the way, later today on All Things Considered, some food companies say they're fighting climate change by working with farmers to reduce greenhouse gases released from fertilizer, but it doesn't seem to be working. That story later on ATC. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.